Radio London time is now 12:30.
Wonderful Radio London. News around the clock.
Dateline Sunday, August the 13th. Aden. One of the worst days in the history of the emergency took place yesterday. It was the second day of a general strike and there were more than 100 terrorist incidents. Several British soldiers were wounded and two Arabs were killed. Fortunately, the soldiers were in a state of maximum alert or there might have been more casualties. Moscow. Mr. Kosygin has personally cabled Peking to demand the immediate release of the captain and crew of the Russian freighter Sversk. He has insisted on the unimpeded departure of the ship. The incident is seen by commentators as one of the most outright signs of the growing rift between Russia and China. Lagos. Where Nigerian radio claims that federal aircraft have bombed the Biafran capital of Enugu. Aircraft from the breakaway eastern region were said to have caused a number of casualties when they bombed Lagos last week. Vietnam. America lost two aircraft yesterday during attacks on North Vietnamese targets. One raid attacked a bridge only 4 miles north of Hanoi. The bridge links the railway line to China. Broadcasting. Mr. Paul Brown, the opposition spokesman on broadcasting, spoke of the great opportunity that had been missed by banning commercial radio from Britain. He said that the combination of the BBC and commercial stations could have given Britain programs of a variety and quality unequaled anywhere in the world. Holland. The oil tanker British Lantern, which ran aground last Friday, has been refloated. However, a barge exploded while unloading the tanker's fuel, and a large oil slick threatens miles of Dutch and Belgian beaches. It's hoped that the next tide will take the slick out to sea. Blackpool. Linda Ludgrove retired from competitive swimming last night. She won the 110 yards backstroke title in the national championships to round off a brilliant career. Still only 19 years old, she won 5 Olympic gold medals and set 5 individual world records. Finally, the weather. The day will begin dry and bright, although cloud and a little rain will move in from the west later. There'll be sunny spells in the eastern half of the country until this evening. It'll be rather cool with temperatures well below the seasonal average. The next news on Radio London, 1:30. This is Paul Kaye reporting.